So, hello, and welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. Now it's June 27th. We've got one of our very long-running shows has ended this week. Like, quite run longing. It's actually did Hunter x Hunter start airing before we started this podcast, or did it start afterwards?
I think it started sometime during our original podcast.
I think it would have to be because there's 148 episodes. We've got 107 here. It's true we like skipped over some weeks, but yeah, wouldn't so yeah, de definitely. So but we'll get to that soon enough. First, we have Lupin the Third Part 5, Episode 2. So, as we noted before, everyone decides to play an online game about trying to find Lupin, which lets the, police keep finding him. But he still manages to get out of there and head to a country that doesn't have any extradition treaties or whatever. And then he basically makes everyone lose interest in the game because they by just constantly posting about himself, so no one has any fun, trying to find him anymore.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so they eventually stop with that, but then a new game starts up, which is about betting on when Lupin will when people will die. So now, and with of course people trying to make their bets come true by killing them. In this case, the person being Lupin, so he's suddenly having to deal with a bunch of assassins. So I thought it was entertaining, the usual sort of Lupin stuff.
Yeah, I watched both this episode and the previous one this week. So I enjoyed Lupin being back, especially since I know the characters now. So yeah, they were pretty good.
I found it a little interesting because usually, at least the previous one, so many of the episodes were very, standalone. This season, this looks like it might have more of a continuing plot because this one went from the previous one and then is going to continue into the next one. Now, I don't know if it means we'll have several sort of multi-episode arcs or if, we're going to have one more continuous thing. But it is a little different than the previous series, which I think is interesting. All right, so then let's get to the big thing. Episode 148 of Hunter Hunter, final episode.
Okay, so, well, this is it. And so Gon is going to climb the world tree to go see his father. And of course, there's like a bunch of warnings on how difficult it is to climb this tree, which Gon ignores. And of course, he has no problem with it. And he gets to the top, and then he sees his father, and then his father and him just talk. And his father still is a major jerk, but at least he's finally spending time with his son. And then we get some last second little glimpses of where the other characters are. We see that my favorite character, Kurapika, has seemed to have collected some of the eyes that he had been on the lookout for. He was trying to hunt them down to try to avenge his clan and the Kurta clan, and it looks like he got some of them at least. We see that Leorio is just wasting time trying to become a doctor, and then pretty much nothing else. There really, I can't remember if there was anything more that was revealed.
I mean, there was a montage of what happened with a bunch of the characters that we saw a little of. Although,
Right, I'm just any of
did Biscuit show up? Did we see her?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot the big one. Well, quote unquote big was that one butler who we thought died, he didn't die. So that was
I thought he did die.
No, remember that he turns into like a kangaroo or something?
But I thought the implication was that he died and that the one that when Killua met him again, it was then revealing, oh, it was just a kangaroo guy pretending to be him so Killua wouldn't know he died.
Oh, well, I don't think so, but I guess it's open for interpretation. So,
That's what the wiki said, because I was a little confused by that, so I looked it up, and that's what it said happened.
Okay. Well, so that's that, and Hunter x Hunter is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can we really say about the series after all these episodes? I feel like, you know, it's something we need to sort of like do a wrap up on, but it's so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a big fan of this series ever since a few episodes in, whenever I was like, this is just typical shonen stuff. And then Tonpa, the rookie crusher, showed up. And once he showed up, that's whenever the show really hit its stride. It didn't take very long, but once that happened, then the show became really good. And it stayed really good for a really long time. And then it hit that, it had the Hunter Exam arc was great. And then that Heaven's Tower arc, that was pretty good. And the York New City arc was fantastic, and the show was just spectacular. And then, you know, it hit a little lull with the Greed Island arc. And then it had a lot of problems once it got to the never-ending Chimera Ant arc, which had some problems, and also had some good moments, but was probably way too long. And
probably.
Then in the final arc, it kind of just trolled us. And I liked it a lot. I just think that there are some problems with it, and I wish it would have focused more on the core four and not just Gon and Killua. But that's what we got, and hopefully someday the author decides he's going to do more with it, and we get like a proper conclusion, because this didn't feel much like a conclusion.
Well, I mean, the author, he's technically still bringing it out. It's just, this pattern is just like, he'll come back, do maybe 8 chapters, then go on a lengthy hiatus again. Like, let me check the hiatus chart someone put up. I'm not sure if it's still updating, but let's see. Oh yeah, it's still updating as of this year. Okay, so it looks like we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There was 10 we got at the, well, okay, last year, so there's, okay, so there was 10, it came back for 10, then went on a hiatus again for like about half a year, came back, did another 10, and then right at the end of the year went on hiatus again. There hasn't been any new chapters in 2019 so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and honestly, I've read some of it. We're really not missing much, unfortunately. It hasn't been a very good arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think honestly, This was probably the best point in the series to end it, honestly. I mean, maybe if it, maybe when he reaches the conclusion of this arc, if he does, the author, it'll, of the current manga arc, it'll, like, you know, manage to work as a better conclusion. But basically, I think this was the best point for the anime to end. It is at least reasonably of a conclusion. Like, the plot about Gon trying to meet his father, which, you know, has kind of been a big, I can't say a big part of the series because it's kind of, you know, fallen off a bunch, but that was his original, like, motivation, if I remember correctly. So having that was a decent place to end the series. The big problem is we just don't really get much of a conclusion with Kurapika. All we know is that, well, he's doing stuff. what's his name? Hisoka. We don't really have any closure with him or any of the Phantom Troop. That we haven't gotten stuff with that. But on the whole, yeah, I think this was actually worked as a decent enough conclusion to the series. Like, I don't think there's a better part of the amount that we've gotten so far, like even now from the manga, that would have been a better ending than this. Because you can't really end it at the end of the Chimera Ants arc, because you got Gon, you know, like all knocked out and stuff. You got to get him back, so that makes this a better point of conclusion.
Yeah, I definitely see your point, and I know exactly what you mean. I just still wish for, like, a Inuyasha final act type of thing that would give a proper conclusion. But, you know, I guess that's probably never happening, so...
Yeah, I mean, we might. It's just, okay, I haven't been paying that much attention to it, but from what I remember, they're still basically on this voyage to this place, and, you know, then they're going to get to that place and have a ton of adventures, and at, like, the current rate, you just have to wonder, how is the author going to actually finish this in time? It's, like, because, let me double check something on that. But, like, yeah, it's the kind of, okay, I was thinking he was a bit older than he was. He's only 53, so he's, and Japan has a pretty high life expectancy. So, yeah, he's definitely got, like, a while left. But, still, just the pace just makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. It feels like it's a manga version of A Song of Ice and Fire. better known by its TV adaptation, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which, for better or for worse, the adaptation did reach a conclusion. Anyway, but enough talking about the manga stuff.
That was fun. That was funny. That was a good joke there. I like that one.
Yeah. So the anime. Yeah, you kind of discussed it pretty well, and then you just had that weird stuff in the Chimera Ant arc where the narrator just... It was like Rocky and Bullwinkle, except without the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we might as well just leave it there. It's so long, there's a bunch of things we could say, but then we just go on forever. So, on the whole, like, a thumbs up for it, just on the whole, but there is a lot of problems in the series, especially as it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it does, at least, like I said, even if it's not a perfect conclusion, even if it's not, like, the quote-unquote real conclusion, it still ends at a satisfying point. A lot of plot points are completed. It's not like, you know, it happened like, I'm trying to think of one. Like, if Attack on Titan had ended at the end of season one, it's not like that, where you're just like, but all these questions! Okay. So, it's Hunter x Hunter. Actually, speaking of Attack on Titan, I didn't get a chance to watch it this week yet. I'll probably watch it between now and when the next episode airs, so,
Yeah, I heard it's really good. So, at least everyone says it's really good.
All the episodes I've seen so far this season have been good.
Yeah, I got spoiled on it, so I don't think I'll ever.
I should have warned you that the spoilers are, because the anime in Japan did just recently get to some okay, this is what happened to make the situation in the series. Like, this is all the secrets of the series we're revealing now. Well, almost all. There's like a few things, because the series does continue afterwards, but like almost all the questions you've had since the beginning of the series are answered at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. And with Hunter x Hunter ending, we've got that Gundam original series.
Did you hear about what's coming on, the next thing that's coming on, Toonami? It's called Food Wars.
Wait, Food Wars. They're having Shokugeki no Soma? Oh, wow. Huh.
Food Wars.
Yeah.
So,
I've read the manga. I haven't seen the anime.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
Yeah. Although, so that, I think, is replacing, I think, My Hero Academia, I think. I can't be certain, though, because My Hero Academia is moving to, like, 3:30, so I assume that means it's ending then. That's in July.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's a little... That's pretty surprising. Because I heard the... Well, I heard the... I know a lot of people say this about dubs, but I heard the dub of it wasn't that great, but... Admittedly, when I looked at it, I mostly was only looking at one character. I thought, oh, yes, this is not the right voice for this character. But maybe the rest are fine. We'll see. It's, yeah.
Well, that's what I thought about Hunter x Hunter. So remember that? That's so long ago. But right whenever Hunter x Hunter came out, we were like, wow, these voices are really off. And then we got used to them. Well, I don't think I'll ever like Killua's voice. I like the person, but I don't like the choice for Killua's voice actor in the English dub. I like the actress. I just don't think it was the right fit.
Yeah. I was the only one I really had a problem with was Kurapika's. I thought it was too feminine sounding. I mean, I know he's voiced by a woman anyway, but even in that way, he sounded too much like a girl to me. But
I thought Pika was a girl.
Okay, but yeah, Food Wars. That's a very odd choice. I would never have guessed that. I did read the manga. It's if you want a really quick description, it's pretty good for a while, and then there's a point where it starts getting a lot worse. It recently ended, and its ending was pretty bad, although I think there's a few bonus chapters still coming as an epilogue, so that might fix some things. But yeah, I guess we'll see if we want to watch it or not. All right, so, that's Food Wars. Okay, moving on to the other stuff. So we've got Eyes Shield 21, episode 135.
Do you want to do this one?
Oh, okay, I feel like you're usually so much better with it because you know lot more about football.
Because I just got to be honest, it just felt like not much happened in this episode. So I don't know what to talk about. I mean, it was like, there was hardly any actual play. There was just, Senna gets tackled, Senna gets tackled, Senna gets tackled. And it was like, we didn't know if they were getting first downs or moving down the field. We just saw, okay, Senna got stopped. Senna got stopped. And it was like, okay, well, that's great, but there's, either they're moving down the field or they're not. You know, you got to show us something, because I couldn't tell whether those were like big gains that Senna was getting, or if he was just getting a couple of yards. You know, there's a big difference.
Yeah, that actually was something I was wondering about. Like, how far is Senna going? Because, like, it's especially confusing when you see it in anime form, because when you're in the anime, you have to have the characters physically, like, moving while they talk, and that just makes it look like, right. Oh, they're gaining a lot of stuff, whereas if you just read in manga form, you wouldn't be thinking that. So, yeah. I was kind of wondering about that also, but, well, okay.
Because when I saw Senna's first thing, I was like, oh, that was a big gain, and then they're all upset, and I'm like... Oh, so that wasn't a first down, you know? I you can't tell from the animation. So it's partially the animation's fault that I'm so confused and I feel like not much happened in this episode. So
okay, yeah. Well, the big thing is things done is that Shin manages to keep stopping Senna, like, especially because he's now, like, proven himself to, like, actually be even faster, which previously was supposed to be Senna's, like, thing. Like, you know, Shin is better in all these other ways, but Senna can still outrun him, which he doesn't seem to be able to do anymore. So they're able to stop the Devil Bats and score and Ojo gets their touchdown, so they and then they're trying to do another one, but the Devil Bats actually manage to take back the ball and do a field goal, and so they managed to have 13-6. And I think this was just before halftime, because they were talking about how during halftime they'll, like, come up with a plan to turn everything around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of, considering how much attention these high school games get, I wonder what kind of halftime shows they have.
Michael Jackson.
You know, I was always disappointed that Weird Al was never, like, the Super Bowl halftime show. No, seriously, I actually went to a concert of his recently. It was really good. Anyway, so that's it. What you said is kind of true. It did kind of just feel like a matter of Shin just stopping Senna over and over. I mean, it at least wasn't like, you know, a complete... I mean, Ojo White, it wasn't like a complete blowout for the Devil Bats. So, I mean, they're still going to have their come-from-behind victory, as they usually do. But it's not going to be like some of the crazy things that I think... I know in a later thing, there's like this game where they come... I might not be getting the right number, but if I remember correctly, they come back from a game where that was like 47-0 or something.
Okay, that would never happen. Okay, I'm not even in a video game would that ever happen. I have played thousands of video games. My biggest comeback was 42 points. So,
I can't remember. I can't remember the exact number. It was in the manga. The anime doesn't have that game. It was a while ago. But I just remember it was like this number. And I was just like, okay, that you're really stretching things with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. So decent episode. Then we'll get to World Trigger episode 31. All right, so Osamu grabs the sort of Chica cube and decides to try to run and make it to HQ while the other guys are trying to handle, like, the monsters and the neighbors. But then Osamu gets cornered by some of them, but Replica shows up and actually creates his own, like, giant rabbit to fight them with, which manages to save Osamu. Then most of the episode is devoted to the fight against Anidora in the border HQ, where they're basically trying to figure out the secret to his power by using the training room. They eventually manage to basically figure out that I can't remember what it's called, but it's the thing that's like, if you slash through it, then it, like, basically destroys the Treon body. Like he can move it around, which is why he can just keep getting hit by stuff. Anyway, but then he just makes a bunch of decoys and such to make it harder for them. Meanwhile, the Shinoda, yeah, the guy who's like, I don't think he's like who's like the commander of Border, who like manages to make it in there. And actually, I love this part. So Enidora again has a sort of gas attack. So Shinoda decides to beat the gas attack through a very ingenious method. He turns on the air conditioning. I love that so much. And it just blows, it prevents the smoke from getting to him. Anyway, he manages to then see all of those sort of decoys and stuff Enidora's put up, and just in one big thing slashes through all of them. But that still unfortunately doesn't take him out because of the fact that Enidora apparently managed to detach it from that as like at the last minute, and then manages to hit him again with that from inside gas attack thing, which is where our episode ends.
Yeah.
I thought it was entertaining. If I know I mentioned it before, but just that air conditioning thing always makes me laugh because it's smart, but and it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just feel like there's some of these characters I don't know very well, and
that is the one problem I would say with this in the fight against Enidora. It's all about these characters that aren't like the main characters, but the fight with him does end soon, and at that point it switches back almost like exclusively to Yuma and Osamu.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that was World Trigger, and we'll finish with Steins Gate Episode 19. So, Rintaro basically finds Mooka and then manages, because he needs to again undo all those texts and stuff, so he's trying to send one so that it'll undo the text that she sent to her self, but none of it's working because she apparently in the past doesn't take them seriously. So then he figures out, oh, I need to just get the FB, that group she was working with, I need to get one of their cell phones and then send it to her from there, and then she'll take it seriously. And that's basically the whole episode.
Yeah, but you forgot to add how annoying it was whenever she's kicking and screaming, saying, give it back, give it back, give it back. And like a 3-year-old. I mean, that was so annoying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that added to the show at all. That was just so annoying, and it just made me feel like this episode was again unintentionally humorous, if in an annoying way. And then that FB obsessed, and that was like she was just obsessed with it, and it was like, okay, this is like kind of funny, but I don't think it's supposed to be funny. Also, I still don't know who that Nega girl in the end credits is. There's like this Nega girl at the end of the credits.
Oh, her?
Yeah,
I'm not sure either, but I haven't really paid that much attention to the credits. Oh, and I mixed up with my discussion. I was saying he like, you know, decides, oh, you need to text her from FB, but then she's like, oh, well, never mind, I have a change of heart, here's where you'll find the IBN. He's like, oh, well, okay, that saved me some trouble.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, my problem was that the whole episode just felt like, okay, he needs to the whole episode, it just felt like not, it was just him, you know, trying to, like, convince it. How do I say it? It's not necessarily not much happened. It's just that the stuff that happened was all of the same kind of thing. Repetitive, I guess, might be the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yeah, we're getting close to the end. We've only got 5 episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how the series progresses then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because so far it hasn't lived up to the hype for me. Go ahead.
That's what I was thinking. Because, at first, I was like, okay, the pacing is kind of slow. But, once the plot kicks in, people say it gets better. And when the plot kicked in, yeah, it did. But then this and it was pretty interesting. But this and the previous episode just felt kind of boring to me.
Yeah, especially that last episode. That mm-hmm. was like a waste of time.
Yeah, well, we'll see then, I guess. All right, so that's all the anime stuff. Well, it was the final episode, so I don't know, anything you wanted to talk about The Amazing Race? The problem is I watched it, but I was busy with some other stuff, so I was only able to half watch it.
Yeah, so unfortunately it got crushed in the ratings last night because they aired since we have a reality show host in the White House, so now we have a reality show to choose the president, and that's what was airing up against The Amazing Race last night. So you had that reality show going on against a real reality show, and The Amazing Race suffered in the ratings, but it was a really fun 2 hours. And let me tell you, whenever we started watching this, honestly, it was just like on a whim. It was like, okay, let's just see how far our favorite character goes, and then we'll stop watching. But what we discovered was that the show is like so much better than Survivor that now we want to watch The Amazing Race more than we even want to watch Survivor. And that was so weird because we used to think, oh, The Amazing Race, yeah, that's just some, another show. Now, as a family, we enjoy it a lot more than we do Survivor, because I think Survivor is just too many twists, and The Amazing Race just kind of keeps it simple and has the same thing every episode. And then, and the challenges are always interesting, and they had like this challenge where they had to set up drums, and while they're setting up these drums, you think, okay, it's just so like that would be really simple, but then they have like 50 rock musicians playing as hard as they can and as loud as they can, so they can barely hear, they can barely shout to each other because it's so loud. That was like such a great final challenge, because And then one of the final three got stuck on the first, very first challenge of the final leg. He couldn't figure out how to unlock a safe, and he ended up just kind of quitting. And then they ended up like, and the funny thing is that you've got all the other teams of The Amazing Race, like from earlier in the season, they're all waiting there for the final group to get there.
Yep.
I was thinking, how many hours did they have to stand out there waiting for those guys to show up? I mean, it was.
Yeah, each season they have like all the eliminated contestants show up like that, be like that at the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
I remember there was this, I'm sure this has happened other times, but there's this one season where like this one team was so angry at this, like this team when they got there, that they were like, when, everyone's, clapping, and then that one other team is just very, well, one of them is clapping like super slowly, and the other one is just standing there glaring, not clapping at all. That was a long time ago. I can't even remember the specifics. I just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I was kind of highly distracted, but what I saw of it, I enjoyed. It was Yeah, Cole and Christie winning was actually not really that big of a surprise in retrospect. They were very strong players. Like, I remember that from their original season, how good they were. And then this season, they did it, like, all again and managed to win this time.
Yeah, well, the one thing I really like on The Amazing Race as compared to Survivor is that every episode of Survivor, you can narrow it down to two people who are going to get, like, one of two people are going to get voted off, or one or two people who are going to win, whereas you can't guess that in The Amazing Race. You really can't guess until it actually happens, because Survivor edits everything a certain way. Like, you see a player getting too overconfident, you're like, okay, we know what's going to happen. They're going to get blindsided. They're going to get voted off. So, but that doesn't happen in Amazing Race, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few times where if you pay attention, you can it does kind of telegraph some stuff. I remember, like, there's this, again, in a much earlier season, I didn't really see that from what I watched in this season, but there's a part where this, like, when they had the on-the-mat conversations, this one team, like, would always talk about how much they disliked this other team, and then, like, later on, oh, they U-turned that team. Wow, what a surprise. You were kind of making that obvious. Okay. So, yeah, fun show. Unfortunately, it's going to be a year until it comes back again.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, well, it's actually funny because I knew this was going to be a two-hour episode, so I started watching at the normal time, and then it's Big Brother. I'm like, oh, wait, it comes next. All right, it starts at 8, which is a little weird because, like you mentioned, like, debate. Why not start it an hour earlier than the debate? Because then, you know, you'll get, like, more people watching then, and then maybe they'll say, forget. And then, you know, after the first hour, they'll be like, forget it. By the time the primaries actually come to my state, like, 90% of these people will be gone anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, really.
I'm just going to keep watching The Amazing Race for this hour.
Yeah, they got 20 people in those debates. Like, there's a second one tonight, and that has to be, like, an all-time record. I thought the Republicans had, like, 15 in the last election, and I thought that was a lot, but this is ridiculous. Like, soon it's going to be... Oh, man,
Let's see. Let's see if I can find something about how many. 20. That might be the highest. I remember, like, they had to, like, cap it at 20, even though there were some more people that had declared their candidacy. Yeah, there's 25, I think, but they only got 20 in the debate. So I guess those remaining 5 people are probably screwed.
Yeah.
If you're not in the debates, people don't know you, usually.
Yeah.
Like, a primary reason Ross Perot managed to, like, do as astoundingly well as he did for a third-party candidate was because he was actually in the debates. He managed to make his way into that. But that's another, thing. In the meantime, we don't need to talk about politics or elections now. We're going to be bombarded with that soon enough anyway.
Yeah.
But The Amazing Race, quite entertaining. I just wish it had been a day where I wasn't busy with some other distracted with some other things, but still entertaining. Good show. We'll see it when it comes back next week.
Next year.
I'm sorry, next year. Next year. Next year, right. Next year. Week.
That would be pretty cool. Okay. Yep. Well, I'm kind of busy, so I'm going to have to get off soon. So. Oh,
yeah, that's fine, because I was done. I didn't have anything else to talk about anyway.
Okay.
We'll see you next week on Toonami Therapy, where we will not be discussing The Amazing Race, unfortunately, which will probably cut down the size of the podcast a little. Maybe we'll find something else to talk about. Maybe not. We'll see. In the meantime, you can find our previous episodes at tsunamitherapy.podbean.com. And, well, with that, we'll say goodbye and see you next week. And this would actually be a really great time to go off with some amazing race zinger, but I only thought of that a few seconds ago, so I've got nothing. Sorry. Yeah, as usual, I disappoint in my ending zingers.
Okay.
I guess we're the last team to arrive.